The National Party is urging the Serious Fraud Office to act quickly in looking into the New Zealand First Foundation and the way it handled political donations. The party says that voters should have some idea of the outcome of any investigation before the elections in September. But Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the SFO should be left to do an investigation in its own time.
We need to make sure that there is clear distance between politics and these agencies. They need to be able to do their job without any pressure, without any interference.
National Party leader Simon Bridges joins us now. Morena.
Morena.
Is that not a fair point? Why would you put any pressure on the SFO? They've just got to get about their business. They're separate from politics.
Well, I think ultimately because elections are incredibly important and voters have a right to know, and that's why I think the SFO must make their decisions quickly. I mean, the other thing that I would say on the way through, though, is Jacinda Ardern telling me off or is she telling Winston Peters off?
Well, she might be telling both of you off. I mean, presumably, though, you don't want the SFO to rush.
Well, no, of course not. But the reality of this case is that it's not difficult. I mean, I think you've already had a position from the Electoral Commission and it's now for the SFO, yep, to go through its process. But I think the reality is this has to be their priority. They need to make decisions before the elections because voters have got a right to know because we're talking about, look, I don't just think the next 3 years. I think the 2020, direction of New Zealand. I mean, this is not tiddlywinks.
Okay, let's talk about that then. The Prime Minister has also signalled that she wants to review the donations system. Is it time for New Zealand to move to a system where all donations are transparent, that we know everything? What is the point in having anonymous donations?
I think what the Prime Minister has said, actually on all counts in relation to this SFO matter with NZ First, is entirely cynical. And let's be really clear about the issue around legal reform of donations and the like. You need reform where there is bad practice falling short of illegality. That is not remotely what we are dealing with here. We are dealing with a situation where the SFO is now investigating, and on the face of it, well, the allegation is there is illegality. That there
well,
is nothing
be a...
here that points to the need for reform. None of that means that I'm not open to reform, by the way. Right?
Can I just get in? Okay, fair enough.
But I think, no, because, Corin, it's an incredibly important point. This is a diversion by the Prime Minister, just like she tried to say, oh, well, the National Party's lumped in all of this as well. That's absolutely false. The reality is there are the powers, there are the laws, where if some of the allegations relate...
You've made your point. Can I get an answer? Do you support the idea of getting rid of anonymous donations? What is the point?
I'm not going to make policy on the hoop. Show me the case. Show me the issues at play and let's have a rational, considered discussion about
that. Is it not reasonable for New Zealanders to know who gives money to their political parties?
Yes, it is. And there is a regime that makes quite clear above certain thresholds what needs to happen so that you do see who donates to political parties. The allegation in relation to New Zealand First is that simply did not happen. Now, whether there should be more, and so look, I am open to that. I'm actually here to defend the current regime. If there is a strong, robust case to do that, then that's good. I do think sometimes, though, what you get from the left is a sort of a sense of, well, let's actually just soften all this up for state funding of political parties, and I'm entirely opposed to that course of action.
Could I talk about the Advertising Standards Authority? They have rejected your appeal. Do you accept now that your ads have been overstepping the mark, social media ads?
No.
Well, they found your ad to be misleading and confusing voters.
You say advertisement is plural. The reality is I don't have the numbers in front of me, but many, many, many complaints have been made, by the way, by people associated with the left and the Labor.
There are two clear cases where you were found to have been in breach, with one with Jerry Brownlee involving tax bracket creep, and now the issue with the Feebates.
Let's go through them both, because they're actually pretty important.
Well, we haven't got time to go through them both, and that's not reasonable, because the Advertising Standards Authority has made its decision.
But the problem is, you've just effectively stated the case that somehow we're engaged in this terrible thing. The Jerry Brownlee one was a simple mistake, right? We copped that, that's life. In relation to this one, it's effectively a complaint. Even though we were using Ministry of Transport data and figures in the discussion document, that there wasn't the context on that. Okay, I totally respect that. But I think what we're trying to see, what we're seeing from the Labor Party, is the sense that they are holier than thou, that there's none of this going on with them. Actually, the Prime Minister's chart that she's waved around frequently about infrastructure is plain wrong.
But it's not as if the Advertising Standards Authority is super tough. They've allowed you to run graphs that aren't, you know, aren't exactly accurate, as long as you have your figures correct, and that was deemed to be okay. I mean, they're giving you some leeway here.
And as I say, you know, we respect the recent decision that they've made. We want to make sure everything we do is factual. I do think, though, it's an incredibly important point. You've got, I think, a very cynical hypocrisy coming from Jacinda Ardern and the Labor Party. We don't get into the game of complaining a lot about them. Maybe we actually should, given some of their...
Well, leave it up to the Advertising Standards Authority. That's all we're asking here. That's the standard that's being applied here. And I want to ask you about this issue because...
But I agree with that, Corin. I totally agree with that.
Well, if you've got an issue with the Labor Party's ads, then why wouldn't you take them to the authority? But can I ask you, there seems to be an issue here because you appealed this decision. They found your ad to be misleading and confusing. Then you appealed and left the ad up for months. Now, that doesn't seem right, particularly in an election year, for that ad to stay up.
Well, I don't agree with that. I mean, I think it's a legally normal position, in fact, while there's an appeal. And look, as I say, we believe we were right. I've given you a sense of why. We respect the decision that's now...
The ad then stays up, though, during that period. They're short-term ads. You fire them out very quickly. It achieves what it wants to achieve, so it renders the decision by this authority ineffectual.
And this is why I come back to it, though, Corin, because you say all like there's some sort of a sinister thing going in relation to the National Party. There simply isn't. We are getting out what we believe based on facts and figures that we believe. And once or twice we got it wrong out of hundreds of advertisements, frankly. And I come back to it, the Labor Party's also got a lot wrong. They can expect to see complaints about that. We had a position, the first thing...
I look forward to talking to the Labor Party about those if they are found to be in breach. Can I ask you, given...
The first thing the Prime Minister said this year was that she was going to have a facts-based campaign that was going to be fully transparent. Actually, they've had multiple ads out recently seeking money. She still hasn't personally. The Labor Party hasn't. The government hasn't signed up to any of those transparency tools. Let's see them walk the talk and the walk.
Okay, they've said they're going to sign up to the Facebook ad transparency library. And
hasn't happened yet.
Well, we will ask them about that. Are you going to sign up to that? Given that you're arguing your ads are all good, there's no reason for you not to sign up, surely.
Let's see the Labor Party, Jacinda Ardern and the government do what she made great play on as if it was the biggest issue New Zealanders face as opposed to an economy that's not growing as strongly.
So when they sign on the dotted line, you will sign as well?
Well, let's wait and see.
Is that a yes?
Let's wait and see the Labor Party do that. I said to Susie Ferguson, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago, my frank position is there are many things that matter 1,000-fold more than this that I want to be focused on. The economy, money in people's pockets, whether we can actually build some infrastructure, a poverty report today that is damning of the government. We've got a government that's first-rate on the posturing and the announcement.
Okay, but this is...
None of the delivery. And that's the point in relation to all of
this. No, well, the point about this is that Facebook advertising has had a huge role in elections around the world. The public is concerned about the role of social media advertising. This, all, by all means, is a fairly weak measure that requires you to put your ads on in one place. People can see them. They can see how much you spend. That's all that's being asked.
Let's try you, Corin, on the test that I gave Susie Ferguson. Can you tell me what that so-called transparency tool will achieve?
I can. We know that social media advertising is highly targeted. Most people don't see your ads. This is a platform that allows people to see all the ads, how much you spend. It's about transparency.
And what about that remotely goes to the facts of the advertisement?
It is a gesture of goodwill that says we want to be transparent about our social media advertising and people are able to see it and go and have a look. That's all. It's not making a judgment on the facts, I agree.
It's a gesture from a Prime Minister she hasn't even delivered on. When New Zealanders require more than gestures, actually they require a stronger economy and money in their pocket. They require infrastructure and they require something done about the gangs and the crime.
Okay, Simon Bridges.
The show is going up and up.
National Party Leader, thank you very much for your time.